Node 5 0 6 9 8 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, KC2PET.
Good morning, Mr. KC2PET. K2PCB here.
How are you this fine morning? I have to leave a little early. I have to get some gas this morning. Getting on the quarter of a tank here.
I was thinking the same, but I might do that after work. Do that on the ride home today. Got to work. Might even be able to do it tomorrow. I'm not anywhere near empty, but maybe just a little under a quarter. But yes, good morning. How was your training session last night?
It was okay. It wasn't quite a training. We were putting in, now that the weather's nicer, we've been putting the address signs in. And, the blue ones that you see all along the side of the road, we've been putting those in. It does help find addresses when you're in a pinch. It does help. So, yeah, we're putting those in last night. And the traffic, I was trying to fix the traffic light last night. There's a little button, reset button we could push in there, try to reset the traffic light, but it didn't do anything. Just kept flashing, so. Had to call the DOT out for that one. I see they fixed it because now it's working today. So. Yeah, not too eventfully this evening, but it was a good one, though. Alright, I'm just pulling in a gas station. I'll listen for you. This is KC2PET.
Oh, okay. You must be very early if you're way up there already. Okay. Yeah, I didn't have a whole lot to keep chatting with. I could tell you about how I was adjusting the audio on my DMR side of my node. Nothing too exciting there. Still need to play with that a little bit more to get it perfect, and then I'll image everything. I did start to rewrite the notes to build everything from scratch so that it's a little more streamlined. And, we'll see how that goes. I think I might try to run through it one time once I have it all working and then archive that document. Other than that, I'll wait for you to get back in. This is K2PCB.
All right, we're back on the road again. See, the truck was thirsty this morning.
Yeah, I think I even remember the last time I went there, I was commenting about how slow it was pumping. I still remember. I don't remember the exact town that we were in. Lynn and I, we were on a little road trip somewhere, and I stopped at a gas station to fuel up. Put the nozzle in, put the little thing to pump it by itself, and we're just like standing around. I think I even took an opportunity to go into the little shack store kind of thing and get something, and we're just standing around. It probably took 10 minutes to fill the gas tank. It was insane. It seems like it took a long, long, long time. And, can't remember where that was, though. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it seems like they're slower in the wintertime. I don't know if temperature has something to do with it. But, I've had a few instances where it's pretty slow. It took me probably a good 5 minutes just to fill her up. So we connected to Mark this morning, or trying to?
No, I didn't connect in with him today. I got to come up with some way to know when he's on. I did send him something that says, text me when you're on, and I, that like instantly I got a message saying, oh, yeah, I'll be on this morning. And that was the day with the, you know, the news broadcast, radio news broadcast at the same time. So, what else? I had my first doctor's appointment that I have coming up here yesterday. That went pretty smooth. I have blood work on Friday. And then I have my yearly physical next week. Yeah, all pretty busy. And I'm sure for my my yearly, I'll get some feedback. Of course, that'll all depend on how my blood work comes out. But I have an inkling of how it's going to be. I know what I've been doing and not doing. What else? Yeah, I didn't have much. This morning.
Yeah, I was going back to Mark. Mark, the best thing for him would be I have to get my Uplink going, or yours. I guess it doesn't matter which one he connects to. Maybe connect to mine. It'll be because yours is doing a lot of. Of course, I don't know. It's not really probably taxing too much on your notes, but yeah, enable my Uplink, and then when he has time, he can connect. You know, instead of connecting to him. So if he doesn't have, like, you know, if he's really busy, he doesn't have time, he can, just not connect. And then if he can, he just connects to one of our nodes, and then he can start, you know, butt in and start a conversation. So, yeah, maybe that might be the best thing for him. That way we're not tying up that repeater, or that whole, you said there's a repeater network over there, so. Yeah, maybe that Echo Link probably would be a good thing for him.
Yeah, that would be the cheapest way. Definitely an easy way, but it does take radio out of it. But yeah, we'll figure it out. No rush. We'll get there. And I know he's a busy guy too. I do know he likes radio, so keeping radio on radio would be a good thing. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to model. That battery cover yet. Just an FYI.
All right, that's fine. No hurry for that. You're doing me the favor. So I have other HDs. I don't use that one too often. That's mainly my makes a wireless microphone usually for at home. It's only, what is it, 1 watt, I think it maxes out at. It's not that big power generator, big RF generator, but it does work at home. Maybe when I go for my little walks around the neighborhood, it does make back to the node okay. So, yeah, definitely no hurry on that battery cover. I mean, if you got, like I said, do your projects first. Like, I don't care if it even takes all year for you to get that done. And like I said, I don't use those radios that often.
So my biggest concern then, once it's modeled, it's just so thin, those little tabs that clip in there, that I wonder if when it gets 3D printed, if it will be as strong as it needs to be to allow getting banged around. I like the idea of the injection molded cover that would come with that battery adapter, the AA battery adapter, and then cut out the little fins in there and take out the electrodes to accommodate that other battery. I just wish it wasn't so expensive.
Well, like I said, if it doesn't work, that's fine. And then I'll go the other route then and buy that cover extender. So I just pull it in now. Just about down, coming down inch here. Boy, this property in the corner here, I think they would cut the grass. It's got to be almost 12 inches tall now.
I would guess that they're probably doing the no mow May, where it's the help with the, you know, let the wildflowers grow, let the bees do their thing, and all the little, you know, insects and whatnot that that thrive from the longer grasses like that. I bet you that's what it is. I bet you it's the no-mow-may effort.
That's a new one to me. So that's no-mow-may. They got a long ways to go before they can mow, I guess, huh? So, you won't be able to mow that. That's especially if you got a push mower, that's just going to bog the thing right down. So, you won't be able to get anywhere. You have to get a tractor in there with a bush hog to cut that down.
Yeah, I know the neighbor of my parents growing up, and even still today, she was in the habit of only mowing her lawn like 2 times a year, maybe 3 times a year. And when she did it, she'd do it with the tractor, you know, and cut it down with a big mower attachment on the back. I actually kind of like that idea. It does look a little overgrown sometimes, but yeah, I like how it kind of supports the local wildlife and pollinators, and I guess you only have to cut it every so often, but yeah, it does look pretty chunky when it's cut down after the fact. I don't know. I guess I kind of get the whole idea.
The only thing I would worry about is mice. We get a lot of mice around our area. I know they, I see them in my grass all the time. I guess they're mold or mice. Probably mold. Not so much mice. But ever since there's new people have moved in, probably about 3 or 4 houses down, and they have a cat, an outdoor cat. And I think that cat comes down and helps itself to whoever's crawling around in the grass. And I haven't seen them in a while, so I think maybe the neighborhood cat's got them. So I got 6:43. Sure. I'll head in with you today since I'm here already. KC2PET.
All right, KC2PCB. I'm Clay.
Node 4-7-3-3-9-0 connected to node 4-7-3-3-8 node K2-P-C-B-P disconnected.